Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, yeah. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you know, Jim and I do not have enough time to possibly embrace and talk about all the music that we love on the regular Sound Opinions episodes. So we have this bonus podcast, which is specially reserved for those tracks that we would take to the desert island if we were in a pinch. There's a fire in the home. What record are you going to take with you to that desert island today? Jim, give us a little hint about where you're going to go today.
Well, you know, Greg, 2021 is shaping up to be the year of female independence. Every year should be, but on every end of the pop music spectrum, whether we're talking highly produced Olivia Rodrigo or, you know, screech of fury, Linda Lindas, I've got the progenitor of it all.
All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back, and Jim, I'm intrigued once again about what you're going to play for us on the Desert Island Jukebox.
Well, I don't even think, Greg, that some of the Riot Girls of the 90s who would say that male critics are wrong about everything would disagree with me lauding the artist I'm about to laud as the original Riot Girl, number one. Joan Jett. I fell into the Joan Jett deep hole and went back and listened to everything again, starting with her, because I was writing something. You know, I was writing one paragraph, and that turns out to 7 hours later, I've been in Joan Jett heaven forever, right? You know, Joan Jett was, of course, a member of the Runaways. I never knew that when I first fell in love with her records when I was, like, in high school, right? She was new wave. She was ferocious. Oh, she did something else before? Right? Runaways being a pioneering all-female metal band that, you know, were mistreated by the industry and by a lot of men. Joan Jett striking out on her own with help from a producer. Kenny Laguna, self-records and initially self-releases an album she calls Just Joan Jett. Laguna's an interesting character. He had produced and written hits by a lot of the bubblegum pop 60s Saturday morning cartoon bands, right? Like the ilk of the Archies and the Ohio Express, right? So there is instantly a pop sensibility to this album. But Joan is a ferocious rocker, so Laguna manages to tap two Sex Pistols, Steve Jones and Paul Cook, the guitarist and drummer, and two members of Blondie, Clem Burke, the excellent drummer and guitarist, Jersey City native Frank Infante, right? And I don't know who played on which track. You know, it's hard to figure out who played on which song. But this album, beginning to end, was sort of a statement of all of the music that Joan loved. 50s rock, the classic stuff. 60s pop, the British invasion. The glam rock of T-Rex and Bowie, all delivered at this Ramones pace and with a sort of bubblegum pop sensibility. Because it was slick in the bubblegum pop way, you know, a lot of the critics when this album came out dumped on it. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Village Voice, right? They were saying, you know, it's too polished. It's you know, we've heard this before. Man, I think you go back to that first album. It got retitled when it got picked up and put out by a major label, Bad Reputation. You go back and listen to it now and you're like, wow, this is the roots of everything for the last 40 years. I'm going to play the title track, Bad Reputation. And the message is timeless. Joan, clearly, as a runaway and as a solo artist, has always had this huge presence, very strong, very self-assertive, don't mess with her, but she has maintained a remarkable degree of privacy. She will not talk about her sexuality. She doesn't talk about herself, period. She wants to talk about the music. You don't got time for that, get out of my way. And that's partly what this song is saying. Apparently, she wrote Bad Reputation to comment on what people thought they knew about her from The Runaways. But it also, I think, for anybody, young male, female, or non-binary, this message of, I don't care what you think about me. The lyrics, again, I don't really care if you think I'm strange. I ain't gonna change. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. A girl can do what she wants to do, and I ain't gonna change. I love that. That is the message, as far as I'm concerned, of all great rock and roll. It just gets worded different ways. And rarely is it as rollicking. Listen to the way these drums come in as Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
Bad Reputation by Joan Jett, and we're going to be back in a minute.
Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bad reputation from Joan Jett. I gotta say, you got me with Joan. You know, I'm ready to go.
Anything I could have played.
She's amazing, and what a career she's had. Incredibly relevant when you think about a lot of artists who started in the 70s.
Yeah.
And given the fact that they were so, you know, they were celebrated, but they were also, as you pointed out, reviled by some quarters. You know, they were not well respected because
they
happened to be
through.
Women.
Yeah.
And they were a great band. You listen to those records, they hold up. Joan Jett has continued to carry the torch for decades ever since, and an inspiration to at least, three generations of
exactly.
female rock stars?
When's the first time you saw her perform?
It probably was in the early 80s in the solo incarnation. I remember her opening for people, and then those same people were opening for her like a year later because she was selling so many records.
I was a precocious lad, you know that, right? And I had older friends. I was in a band called The Interns, and the guitarist loved Joan Jett, and the singer was essentially Joan Jett. But Cuban, right? So they got me a fake ID. We went to the Peppermint Lounge in its second incarnation in New York. And like at 18, I saw Joan Jett perform this album. Man!
That's cool.
Life-changing.
That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners on our Facebook group. Thanks for listening.